And I didn't know where Bill was. Go ahead, put your stand for the pledge to the flag, please.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First of all, I want to thank everybody for coming out and thank you for your patience in letting us postpone the meeting from last Thursday. It wasn't as bad as they, as we all thought it was going to be, but I think it was better. It was bad enough, yes. So tonight's a much better night. We do have a quorum with the three of us here, and I think we'll just go on. We're not going to wait. First of all, the agenda. Dave, did you say that Rick had some things that he wanted added to the agenda? Okay.
Okay, the late winter level. See what he wants to say when he gets here. I mean, he's going to hold off on his issues until he gets here. Okay. See what he has in mind.
I'm under new business then. So the lake level.
The lake winter level, the lake trails. He has down.
Okay.
And he wanted to discuss the letter to the town about the legislation to change the electric bank.
He wants to do that?
Yeah, he wanted to discuss that tonight. Is relocating the dock. Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's the letter to Canada added the reimbursement of the monies for the security. You know anything about that? If you want to discuss that, or is there supposed to be a letter that went to Canada to get the reimbursement?
Well, that was my understanding.
Is that a letter
they
sent us a
check? Yeah,
that was.
Well,
that's one of his issues. That's what he
did. Yeah.
It's already been discussed.
Okay.
But he can bring it up if he wants to.
Yeah.
Probably won't go any
place. And then requested for the sheriff to meet our next meeting. And I guess he wanted to discuss the trespass issue at the next meeting also.
You mean, are we talking about the policy?
That's what I'm thinking. I'm not, he didn't explain nothing to me. This is what he just said to put on the agenda. So when he gets around, he will tell me what I'm going to do. I'm sure that trespass issue is something that's further out down the line.
Is that it?
That was it.
Dave, did you want to add anything to that? Well,
I had in mind about, and then you know how we have our dock committee. Mm-hmm. Maybe, you know, I like to form a committee. Oh. Okay.
Yeah, that was
the one
I was thinking about. Under committees?
Under committees.
Okay. Jean, you want to add anything to the agenda?
Right?
Yes. All right, can I have a motion then to accept the agenda as amended?
I move to accept the
second.
Agenda as second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Welcome, Bill.
How you doing?
Much better trip down this time.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Bill Sikorsky, as far as we know, he is. And Rick will be here. He'll just be ready.
Okay.
Okay, minutes. You've been given the minutes. Are there any additions or corrections to the minutes?
I have some questions.
Okay, go ahead.
Under email. They were supposed to have been sent to him in regards to this.
Yes.
Is that been sent?
Yes, and he's responded.
And Schmidt?
Schmidt?
Schmidt.
Yes.
That's been sent?
Yes.
Last
soon as we respond.
There's a deal with Digging Lake that Antler's been contacted.
Yes. And they responded.
That's it.
It's in there. In the, under, on the agenda, I think.
Oh.
On the information sheet. Yeah, Jean, what is this? All right. Any other additions, corrections, questions about the minutes of the previous meeting? Okay, entertain a motion to accept. Second, all in favor?
Aye.
There he is. Welcome, Bill. Okay, under old business, we've got a lot of old business, but basically this Jean will answer some of your questions about some of these letters that were sent out. Launch building. You and I both wanted to make sure that got on the agenda. You want to lead off?
Yeah, it's a new building. I recommend that they have to get down there to put this thing in the middle of the beach in there. Fill that swamp in that's in there to begin with, of course, and put the building in there. They've got to run electric to the building anyhow, so it's just going to cost a little more money to get electric over there. Need cross ventilation in that thing where it's going to be setting for whoever's setting in there for some breeze wherever they can get there. My recommendation, and I was the only one down there on the board, is to put two replacement windows on each side that open so we can get cross ventilation through there. Right. One window's got to be replaced anyway. One door is there. As far as putting siding on this thing, that's out. There's no way that can happen. This is the way the building's constructed. There's no eaves at the top. It's a straight line building. You put siding on it, make it microbuilding.
So just paint it?
That would be my recommendation. Put a piece of coat of paint on it, which most of whatever's around there and paint it. And the sign that's up there now is a disaster. It's got to be something. Our thinking is to put that sign right up against the end of the building, which supports it, gets everything all in line with everything else that's in there. And that sign will be permanent. And there's no need to have the windows at the end of the building or whatever. Get rid of that thing is in bad shape. That's
so get rid of the old sign and
put
the old sign
on.
Okay. All right.
So they're going to be expensive enough for sign to get as far as I can see. But it's got to be fixed if it stays where it is. As far as the view, the building's not going to be any more obstruction being put where the sign is now than all these years as far as like where it's set now and is it. And as far as the floor, I think it is cleanliness and everything safe is to put indoor outdoor carpet.
And, you know, doing all these.
Well, the biggest cost probably is going to be the old lady probably doesn't meet the calls of gravel in there, get that thing leveled up at the point where it should be fixed in. That's a nice. I don't know, 10, 12 more gravel probably good. Maybe not even that much. Just bank from gravel and grade it off. Maybe put a skin coat or something planer on top.
Did that come out of this year's budget or out of next year's?
Well, it's got to be done this year. I was thinking, I don't know, cost, couple grand, putting that thing up where it ought to be. Was very expensive, probably just electric to drive. No matter where you put the box, it's got to be put in the draw. The box is on the building. I think the box is on the building. It's satisfactory.
Well, it needs to be done.
Yeah, yeah.
It has to be done.
Bill, do we have any place we can take the 2 grand?
I have to take a look at it.
Well, I mean, I can't figure that out.
I think that
yeah. You think what?
I think that we have an estimate for just general repairs. We probably could put it
up. Okay. And we have enough in there, you think, to...
Yeah, I think so.
Is anybody on the committee have any suggestions? Has anybody seen it, looked at it?
I drove right and really take a good look at it, but no reason to get moving over there. The electric should be your most expensive problem.
Yeah, I mean, it's got to be done with my orders. It's just a matter of buying more wire to get it on the spot to get it.
Just a question. If this is a public building and we need to replace the door anyway, does it have to be handicap accessible?
Good question. I don't know. Probably does. Well, no, is that really a public building?
Well, if the sheriffs are going to take people in there and book them.
You got a point there.
What's that? If that's the case, you got to have bathrooms.
Well, yeah. I think there's bathrooms outside. There's portage johns out there.
It's 36 inches.
We don't know for sure.
One side was smaller.
Why you choose
which one would block up with
this? You need a 36 inch door. You need a ramp too.
Right.
Which is going to have to. That's it.
I'm just wondering before we do something, I want to check that out before we, make it too small.
The door that we're using is a 36 inch.
And I don't even know what the legal size door is for any.
That would be 36.
Is it? Well,
that's true, yeah.
And I don't think it's that difficult to get a ramp.
It's just a matter of.
Yeah.
I think with the ramp, it's a great. Any ground, it's got to be, it's got to be a certain ramp. It's not so much the ramp itself, it can't be too steep.
It's like only one step from
one step up. Yeah, so to put a ramp that would be relatively.
8 foot ramp would be more than practically level at the end over there.
Right.
Sure enough. But that's a better one.
I don't read it, but just look into it maybe.
And in terms of bathrooms, there are porta-johns there, right?
We always had them.
Yeah.
Summertime, right there. It's just a porta-john. They move it a little farther away. And the girls just would be kids in there. Mm-hmm. Take a launch on the might get a little right with the last bit coming.
Yeah, a question on the porta-potty. How often do they pump that out?
Yes.
Well, the only reason I'm asking because my daughter was a lawn chair up there. She couldn't use it. I mean, it's full of garbage. There's no place for people to throw their trash. I know I don't want to start getting into collecting people's garbage, but that's where they put it, is in the porta potties. And then she's like, well, how often do they pump this?
Oh, that's something we'll have to discuss with the river supply.
You had to go get her and take her home so she could
see. I don't know if it's a big one.
More or less a big deal.
Oh, okay.
whoever does it the cheapest package.
Yeah, I mean, they must charge you to pump it each time. Is it twice a month? It's an annual fee.
We'll have to discuss that with whoever supplies it.
I just don't know if they set it there all season and don't even come and pump it, or, you know, or...
That's possible.
They probably won't. There's trash in there.
Well, that's just it. I mean, right. She says there's trash out. Cups and bags.
All right.
Probably don't dare look in the bags.
Mr. K bought a new trencher. It's a big one. And I'm sure that if you need that for the electrical service going into the building, trenching is expensive to have done.
Right.
I would donate my time, and I'm sure he would donate the trencher. So if you'd like me to donate that, I'd be happy to.
Thank you. Would you want to, Mom, will you tell me this repair of?
You got a feeling that's where this is going, isn't
Yeah. Okay. So, you know, we've got to vote on this to make sure that we approve these repairs. I'm assuming that they will, the Sheriff's Department will be doing bookings there because they have no other place to do bookings. Where else are they going to do them?
On the boats.
They used to do it right on the boat?
Sure.
They stand right alongside the road, they figure out where to put it. In the car.
Figured out, yeah, really.
Last time they did one. But no, I mean, this building is an ideal situation where, winter storage, but it's big enough to store what we have.
So we really wouldn't have to worry about the ramp right away then?
Yeah, well, it's got to be the handicap accessible, yes, it's got to be the right way. But that's
one door, paint it, the sign of the washroom put up against the building, and the repaint the building, and for the floor indoor outdoor carpeting. And there was questions as to whether it needed to be handicapped accessible.
I would say yes. Just
do it.
Just put a ramp on it.
Right. Not going to be any big deal.
Hopefully this is going to be a permanent thing.
Is there a second?
Do you want to add on to the top? Voluntary.
Sure. I have that in there. You got it. Okay. All right. You'll second it, Dave? Okay.
Well, the other thing you're going to need is you're going to need an electrician to bring down there and look.
Yeah.
You almost need to get a quote.
Yeah. I'll have to get Billy Brown in there to see if the box is.
He's way in the also. Isn't there anybody any closer?
Did he?
He
does
fine, actually. Oh. Is he Mr. Beeman's permit? Mm-hmm. You need a permit for Mr.
Beeman? Where? Maybe you need to issue a
building permit?
Probably will, because that's a building.
Yeah, well, the library.
Mm-hmm. Might want to know.
Yeah, I think you better.
Well, Claire will take care of the electrical inspection through his office.
Okay.
Even if it's below the 1450, if you're putting up a building, don't they still have to inspect it?
I would assume so.
I don't think you're building a building.
It's 144 square feet.
Yeah, you're right. It's all right.
Okay.
You'd have to ask them exactly, it might be 140.
But if Claire would do the electrical inspection, might that work, Jeff?
Claire makes sure it's not just a little job, I don't know, maybe somebody else is here. It's really interesting.
Yeah, I know.
I thought Claire would find someone, we have to.
All right, so then, well, Jeff, could you check with Claire and see if she could do the electrical?
Not tomorrow, shut down, hey. First thing through.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, we've got a motion, Dave Hirsch made a second, any more discussion or additions? Cleared it with our money man, we know we're gonna get some financing for this, so, all in favor?
Aye.
All right, Jean, thank you very much for taking that on, going down, I really appreciate it. Trail 9 erosion, Bill Sikorsky and Bill Whitcock.
Well, actually, I am, Rhonda's done most of the lead on.
Okay. What had happened, and Rhonda, you can kind of fill in where I, forget things. We had asked a long time ago to get the DEC involved and see what had to be done because of the erosion on Trail 9. And we finally, Dave and I had a, we're going to have a meeting with DEC, but then weather wasn't wonderful, and the DEC said, well, we really didn't have to meet with them, that as long as we did an application specifying what we wanted to do, they would go ahead and let us do it. But it was pretty complicated, so Rhonda got in touch with Bill and asked Bill if he would do it, which makes sense to me.
But nothing's gonna get done until.
After Christmas.
After Christmas.
All right, that's fine.
We're moving three schools over Christmas break here, and I just don't have time to do anything else.
I'm gonna, Bill Whitcock also went down, Bill?
Yeah, I went down, and they, I guess we already sent the pictures in, so they have the pictures, but they wanted a little drawing with some distances, so I went down, and a friend of mine had a range finder, and I made, I'm not an artist, but I made a quick drawing, I put the distances on there, I'll give this to Bill, and if he wants to expound upon it, he's more than welcome to, but it's about 850 feet from the bridge to the point where everything is fine. There's an east and a west branch, the east branch goes pretty straight, the west branch is the one that's causing the problems. I think if we could just make the east branch a little bit deeper and just put some riprap or something over towards the west branch, it would pretty much solve its own problem.
Bill, thank you.
Okay, I'll get.
And you will get.
I'll get them right now.
Okay, thank you very much.
Questions, call or ask.
Thanks, Bill.
You're welcome.
This would be something that we're gonna try to, you know, get done this year.
Well, let's, we're leaving it up to Bill Sikorsky, I'm not sure he's gonna be able to, he's got three schools.
Well, I mean, after, once we get, I mean, I'm just not gonna get it until like in January.
That's fine, yeah, so it's not all, yeah.
Well, the other thing is I think before we even put the application in, we should figure out who we want to get to do this work. They should really come down and look this over. I don't know if you want to get Pomeroy or Freeman, or whoever.
Or should we probably ought to get quotes that week?
Well, exactly, I mean, you gotta move a lot of, I believe you gotta move a lot of dirt here.
And didn't, Rhonda, didn't they tell you we need to dam the creek while we're doing this?
Yes.
Which is, you know, so.
Any soil or gravel or anything from the site, we have to find a way to reuse it.
Well, I mean, basically, I think what we're gonna do is, yeah, fill the rest, that west branch in with the gravel you take out. So it's more just moving all that gravel back into the old, fill that new channel in so it flows through an old, sort of through the old channel. But I think you'd want, I don't know, Bobby or somebody, get them lined up.
It's got to be done.
Now.
Hopefully in one day or something, so that we're going to back up the water.
I think it's the wash that came out of the creek started dropping right there, built up, and so the water changed channels.
This tree there, it probably caught on that tree. And
So, but I, like I say, I don't know.
So after the holiday, do you want to work them together?
If we can get Bobby down there or somebody down there, a little Freeman, whatever. I think Bobby looked at it, and he already said that if he could get him, he felt he had to get a big cat because he doesn't have the equipment he felt he needed to move all that. So, I don't know. He had probably rent it from somebody,
We probably ought to have more than one of
them. Well, yeah, without a doubt. I would get a, I think that's, what I'm pointing at is this could get costly if
right.
Start moving this amount of dirt.
Freeman's out here. 43. Okay. I'm going to see if you'll go down and look at, because basically before Bill goes ahead and does the RFP or the whatever.
Before you put the permit together, right. You almost got to know what you have to do. And I don't want to speak for these guys and say,
right.
It's better for the guys that move dirt every day. They'll have a better idea how they want to go about it.
Might be wise if somebody contacted Eldon King from D&H Excavating. They have the iron to do it. He does a lot of work with PVC, a lot of dredging.
Where's the
Freedom.
Freedom.
Right there, Freedom.
Oh,
D&H, Eldon King. Yeah. They got the stuff to do it.
Yeah, I don't, it doesn't matter to us who does it.
Get some quotes of, how much this is going to cost. That's reasonable.
But it used to work.
I mean, possibly what we should do then is maybe after the holidays, I'll try and schedule like a Saturday or something, get these guys together, meet them all down there, tell them kind of what we want to do, and then let them put their proposals together.
So you don't want Ron to contact them?
Well, yeah, maybe in the short term, just to see how busy they are and everything else, because that's the other thing.
If they're even interested.
Yeah, so if they're even interested.
He's got the expertise, so I have to,
These guys are talking about, they've got the equipment.
Yeah. Yeah, and I don't know, there might be some other guys now.
Right.
I mean, a lot of these guys now, they just go rent what they need when they need it, so that's kind
he's
of...
He's just really used to working with sensitive issues with the DEC.
Right, well, that might be better.
That might be the best case scenario. Okay, so we'll know something.
I would need to send out a few or see if they're even interested.
Yeah, right. Okay, so we really can't vote on anything there. We'll just get some preliminary estimates or even see if they're interested. Next on the agenda is Healy, the electric and PWC post.
Personal water preference.
Okay. Is that with Healy also?
Yes.
Okay. Who wants to address that date?
I believe he did close the application in the Jetski one. Mm-hmm. And the electric lab, she went through the files and she found the electrical inspection.
Okay.
The Holy Grail was already looking at it.
Yeah, there was one in the real office. So do we need to approve that?
Yeah, we can approve it. I'll make a motion that we approve it.
Thank you.
All in favor?
I don't know. That was one that we, that was one of the 90-day things. That once we had it within 90 days, we were going to take it out. That's my question. Do we actually need to reapprove it? Because we already issued the permit.
You mean for Haley?
Yeah, but was it conditioned on?
Right, so when we received it, right, that met the condition.
I guess we wasn't after.
We were just checking to see if they had a permit for the electric.
Right.
So we didn't really have to vote on it because they already got it?
But for the jet ski, right. Okay. They have a permit. Right.
Okay, all right, okay. And that's what we were voting on, right?
Jet ski. We went to here, Ron already had the inspection.
Okay, all right. From the previous one was filed.
Right.
So they just, you see, the reason I bring that up is because it totally the same way.
But this was tabled, and what he was applying for was a license.
Right.
So that's what we're voting on, was the license.
I thought we issued the license conditional. Right?
That he had approved electric and that he had a permit for the personal watercraft.
He didn't have a permit for that, so he didn't want to apply for that.
Okay, so he's applying for that, and it should not be an issue. So
that's what we just voted on.
Right.
Right.
My only concern is that with these conditional licenses, mm-hmm. that when we issue them, I don't know that we necessarily want to bring them up at every meeting and just not wait until the end of the 90 days. If the stuff's already met for meeting, you know, if it's meet.
Well, you know what we can do? We can just have a report on it.
That's fine. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay. All right, we'll just have a report. Plateau, was that one of those that was, who wants to report on that?
Community Dock Grimmel was received.
So they're fine. Lawbacker. Mr. Lawbacker's here.
Okay, Lawbacker, we went down, our administrator.
And this is Steve Clark, and he's the contractor.
Okay. Well, we went down there for a couple of inspections. And we've seen the photographs. You've mailed in photographs also. And well, Sunday, Rick and I were here. And we noticed that you were going to the dock, the break wall. We'd see other place with a break wall. And are you actually moving your dock?
No.
The dock is going to stay where it is?
Yes.
All right, okay. Because we thought, as we looked at the drawing, that it was going to be moved.
See, the drawing doesn't show that.
What doesn't show what?
That. I mean, if you look at the existing location of the dock, uh-huh. The existing location of the dock is on top of the pit here, pretty close to it. It's not way over it. This is the point here, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
His dock sits right there. I walked off the steps around the corner.
Yeah, it's there.
It is right on the corner.
No, it's about a foot over.
It's on the corner. You walked down the steps just down the corner.
All right, that's what I wanted to do. I thought that was fine. It's fine with us.
The other question I did have, you put down the 15 feet of going into...
Yes. Yes, I have
that.
Put it on the application and we're doing it.
And we said make sure that the yards were all cleaned up on both sides. You know, plant seeded, whatever damage you do to the yards.
Correct. Oh, yeah, that'll be done.
Yes.
Yeah, that was the only question that we had. Other than that, I had no other questions. I'd like to make a motion.
All in favor? Okay, Schmidt, is that another one of those conditioned upon? I just need a report. They provided the green stamp.
Rick had
No.
Okay.
I have heard back from him.
Okay, so that's just, there's a hang.
Once a 90 days off.
Yes, 90 days for the November meeting.
Internet, Mr. Hawley was supposed to be here. He's not. Bill, Grant.
Right. Okay, they finally got back to us. And we have a new engineer assigned. The western section. So we're back to square one talking just about. But anyway, I got a letter and our application they sent me, I don't know, there's like 12 things here that we got to redo on the application. They didn't like the way Bill put all everything it cost us. Well, they want us just to put what is in the bond itself. So that's one of the things. We didn't check a couple of the town and village boxes. And this is like so picky. I was on the phone with these guys for like an hour tonight. So anyway, I got to update all this. Bill's got to redo the financials. The problem I have is in this, in that final application we put in, there's a page in there that they call deliverables. And it's basically everything we did in this project. Well, what they're asking us to put in that deliverables is all, is the cart facing the loaded dam. I don't, I'm not kidding, it's right here. I mean, I got a letter for everybody. I mean, I got copies of this letter. I'm afraid they're going to make us do this. I mean, the more I talk to these people, the more I think this is coming down. No, they're not.
How much money was that?
We don't know. I don't even want to think about it.
Bill, I got a question on that hard piece. Is it possible there's more grants available or something like that?
I don't know.
The problem is, we don't have the grants from the trust. Well, I mean, my problem is they're almost making this part of what we got to do to get this grant.
They keep putting that in.
Yeah. And then there's some problems. The other problem I have is with the emergency action plan that we sent in a long time ago.
Three or four years ago.
Well, no, we updated it.
Before the project.
Well, now this new guy, he doesn't want to accept the flood control maps we sent in as our inundation maps. And I had him and Alon on the phone, and I said, I don't know where you guys think this money's coming from to do an inundation study. I said, we got prices. I forgot what they quoted us, but I thought it was around 60,000-70,000, wasn't it? Acres. I threw over 100,000 on the phone because I couldn't remember. I said, you know, it's like $100,000. I don't know where you think we're getting this money from. And they were like, well, you know, it's not acceptable the way it is. So I didn't get very far with that. I don't know what we're going to do. I mean, I was so frustrated with this whole, what's going on here, that I'm kind of concerned with these people.
Do you think it would do any good to get Randy Cole involved? He actually got some damn money from the feds, and I noticed here that the feds money can't be used as the local match, but I could get in touch with Randy.
How much was the original grant? How much was our original grant? $654. That's the match.
That's the match, Bill.
Okay, but what did we figure we were actually going to get from them? Well, we figured we were supposed to get, I don't know, we got $388, right?
No, when we $266,
$388,
and $654. We originally figured $685.
Yeah. Bill did everything we spent. That's not a big deal. I'm not so concerned about that, you know.
Well, my question is, okay, so we're talking a total of $654,000 for the two to receive the, this is what we're expecting from them,
right?
$650,000.
Right.
If it's going to cost us $1 million to get six, it doesn't make a lot of sense.
Well, I don't think you got to, I don't think, this ain't going away. I can just see it. It's not going away, Rick. So
I don't understand it's not going away, but my question is, okay, I mean, one of the things with regards to hard faces, Acres already told us that there is no study to tell us about the erosion.
And they know that, too. They've been told that by Acres. I mean, I don't know. what this board wants to do. I'm just telling you what they're hitting us with.
Have they ever given you any indication what's got to be done to satisfy it?
Well, part of the problem is every year, this is the fourth guy I've dealt with now since we started. We started with Alon, then we went to Scott Bramer, then we were with Syed, now it's
Donald Canisera.
Donald E. Canisera. And every time you talk, you get, it's like this PE's viewpoint. I mean, I got, when I was on the phone with this guy, I don't get Alon on the phone because this guy didn't even know anything. You know, so finally, he'll go, he's not here right now. And I said, well, call me back when he's there. No, he did call me back, and that's when I was on the phone about an hour with the two of them. You know, and a lot, you know, I mean, these guys are busy, I'm busy, you know, and it's been going on 4 years, and it's, I don't remember, you know, he's asked me all these questions. Well, I don't even have this stuff in front of me, so I can't answer the questions when I'm on the phone with him. But it's frustrating because every time you get a new guy down there, it's like I'm starting all over here.
I took the liberty, I called this guy up just to find out, and he had explained that there is no funding available currently. So even if the board decided that they wanted to, you know, maybe write a grant to see if they could get the funding for the card basic.
Oh, coming up.
Coming up.
This money's here.
Well, that money, no, I didn't call it.
Don't tell me that. I spent 5 years and there's no money there.
No, but one of the stipulations that they're putting in there is this hard basis to think you're doing. And there's no grant money available right now.
Well.
And we can't do it without a grant. That's simple.
Well, was that the original grant? Was that part of the stipulation?
No.
No. No.
So can we get Mr. Kugel to...
He spent a proponent of fixing New York's dams, or at least the area's dams, because he knows they're not in good shape. Why don't you let me call his office?
I wouldn't hurt his name to call.
Oh, no, I have no problem.
I'm not going to call. He probably won't talk to me, but at least I can talk to his people.
Right. Are we going to revise this last thing and send it in?
Yeah, we have to.
When do you want to do that?
The money. I'm until I get these kids moved in these other rooms, so it's not, I'll call you after.
This has been going on 5 years, another 2 months is not going to make any difference.
If I can interest him in this, can I have him contact you?
Sure.
Okay.
Tell him Ma just said, talk to me.
And mortar here.
Right.
But I don't think they really know what they do want down there. Do you, Bill? And what even has to be done? I don't think they really know.
Have they ever looked at it?
The inundation studies, that's in the FEMA guidelines. So we tried to get around that by sending them the insurance flood maps, right, they call for residences. And I thought that was going to go because we didn't hear anything back. Well, now all of a sudden, they don't like that. That's part of the emergency action plan.
Well, those maps are generated by FEMA. That's who makes those maps.
That's
what I'm saying.
I mean, they're really saying they want inundation maps. And like I say, we looked at that through Acres. We know what that's going to run.
It's unlimited how much you can spend.
Well, I thought that I knew it was up there. It was 70,000 or something they hit
Didn't no guarantee that that's even going to satisfy.
Well, probably would, but I don't know. I mean, but that's still a big chunk of change for something, for a piece of paper.
This thing is kind of bad.
I mean, couldn't an inundation study show that even a hard facing on the opposite side of the dam wouldn't work?
The inundation study has nothing to do with the hard facing. That has to do with the emergency action.
No, but they wanted the hard facing because of the overtopping.
Right.
And they wanted us to protect that bedrock on the other side.
Right.
But I mean, if you do a full study, could you hard face it enough to protect it against an overtopping?
That would certainly be what they would design to, but I mean that whole design is
at the hard face all the way to Hope.
No. I mean they're really worried about is if you have an overtopping that you undercut the control. That's what they're worried about. So the hard facing would probably only extend out. I don't know. I mean
Well, that would be part of the engineering, depending on the inundation study. They would determine how far that hard facing would have to go.
I mean, that's all the parameters you got to put in there. You know, if they're designing to that 100-year flood thing, or whatever.
Once you do the study, they're going to force you to do the work, and you can't afford to do the work. Sure. Don't even think
about it. What are you talking about? You're going to be talking...
We already done the study. We had to do the study. We did the inundation. I mean, we did the overtopping study. We did a stability study. Well, that didn't include... When they did that study, there's nothing in tables or anything of how fast the rock behind the dam would erode. So Acres couldn't really put anything down. You don't know. You take that volume of water, dump it on that rock, you don't know how long it's going to last because nobody's ever done that. So that's where all of a sudden this hard facing comes into play and everything else. I mean, our initial
hard face, you're taking it down the whole backside and out into the area that would spill into.
Right. All they want to do is hard face where the dam goes into the bedrock.
Right. And out, whatever.
And out the house.
So that wash, right.
So that the wash wouldn't erode.
Road underneath it. Whether it's the same as Katrina. That's what happened to all the levees in Louisiana.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Look at the size of this thing, guys. I mean.
But the study that we did said the dam was, structurally very sound.
Right. The dam itself.
Yeah. The problem, as I see it, is you might as well kiss your grant money goodbye forever. Mm-hmm. Because they won't give you a grant ever if you don't satisfy their concerns that they have right now.
And that's my concern, is that do we just say enough?
No, but I'm talking ever. You'll never get a grant ever.
And we've never gotten a grant. The last time we tried to get a $30,000 grant, it was going to cost $7,000.
So if you do the $70,000 innovation study,
that's one part.
You may or may not get the grant.
We're not going to buy the grant.
No, that's just to satisfy to get the money that's already set aside.
But you're not getting that money.
Yes. Well, yeah, if I complete all this stuff.
Well,
yeah,
but he wants that last paragraph.
And the hard-facing stuff.
They want an acceptable. This is what it says. An acceptable plan to address concerns regarding erosion of the bedrock at the toe of the dam, as discussed in a letter dated January 2006 from the department. The RLD letter of October 31st did not address continuing monitoring for change conditions and long-term solutions. Well, I updated that. They do have a letter, as identified in January 2006. I sent them down. We were going to do some core samples and that.
What if we?
Good enough.
What if you resend all the stuff you sent to the guy before him and try to? I realize a lot of
work. Well, that's why I didn't have all this in front of me when I was talking to him on the phone. So I got to get all this stuff out again, and probably call him again. And I'm just really swamped at work.
All
this inundation study is how far the water is going for Belfast or that
all that about.
Well, and that's not part really of this hard facing.
That's right.
That's not part of the emergency.
They're asking, what do you need to do the hard face or do the hard face?
They want us to, we have to put a plan together, which I already did, which apparently isn't acceptable. My plan was to, what I put in there when we put the original grant, was to go down, take some core samples, get some strength tests on the core of the bedrock, and kind of, I left it at that.
Right.
And apparently, that isn't what they want.
And they'll be banging up that day with everyone.
Well, I know what they want. They want us to say we're going to hire an engineering firm and start putting together a hard facing. That's what they want.
Can we spend, what, $65,000 on the engineering?
More than that.
$100,000. So that was $100,000 relatively simple project.
Oh, yeah. That's what I was.
I agree.
Every time you turn around, you wanted another $10,000-$15,000 or something.
But that's what I'm saying. I mean, realistically, we're looking at a minimum of $250,000 here,
easily,
in paper, to get $650,000, maybe.
Well, I'll do that. I don't know what I'm going to put down. I mean, I don't know. I mean, my feeling is...
Well, I guess my next question, then, is...
My argument is, how do you know the bedrock isn't strong enough until you do core samples and test it?
That's about $40,000, I think.
Oh, easily. I think we put... What did we put in? I think we put 60 in for the budget, didn't we?
Yeah. What happens if we just tell them upon rectal?
Sounds like Randy Cole approach would be a better thing to do that before you tell him. Maybe he'll make a phone call.
Maybe he could.
And if he does, great. If he doesn't, you can always tell him, man, we can't do whatever we can.
See, what I don't understand is we applied for two grants, and we got awarded two grants. We finished the project. They inspected the project. They approved the project. Why can't we get the original funding? Why is there another... stipulation.
That sounds like a great thing for Randy Cole to chase around.
That's what that is.
That the money doesn't really exist.
Well, you could do that too. And then just make it a problem for you.
I suspect the money has been spent on the state level. And this is a way to... Well, I don't know.
Well, I'll I'll update what they asked to update, except for that D, because I don't know what to put in. I really don't. And the inundation study. I don't know how we want to, I mean, you tell me what you want me to tell them. I'll tell them, we just don't have the money to do it. What do you want us to do?
Well, he told me on the phone that you know, if we do an inundation study and all that, it's going to be, you can get it back with your group, it's a new grant.
Yeah, right.
Which doesn't exist. Which, there's no money for it.
Yeah, but by that time, maybe we'll have a new engineer. Well, that's guaranteed.
I feel like this is a Franz Kafka novel.
Oh, all the bills are paid on this project, right?
Well, there's a little bit left over with STC yet. They haven't finished up yet.
I mean, they just got to do this. But everything else is good.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we spent the money we spent, yeah.
We could also contact Kathy Young again, but the bottom line is that there's a lot of politics involved. It's not a Republican administration anymore. It's a Democrat administration. Kathy Young is Republican, and she's probably not going to get very far.
I don't know why these letters don't mean anything. Here's a letter, November 7th, 2010.
You have for it. $266,000.
Maybe we should recopy it all and send them a letter. Why can't we be granted
Copy this guy, copy Kathy Young, copy Randy Cole.
We can't get our money.
I think it's supposed to be paid to us.
Oh, it does? That has Elliot, oh, okay, all right.
George Pataki on the other one, that's how long we've been doing this.
So, if somebody both... Well, I just wanted to...
How we work this other side, Richard.
Yeah. I don't know what I'm going to put in that deliverables yet, so let me...
These are self-perpetuating organizations that need to find problems, they don't hire their own people to get their own jazz, or else all of us have worked with these stupid things for...
I don't know, because I don't know what I'm going to do with the only place to see down here.
What
did
I say?
Or cut. Or high edge.
I what concerns me is that if we just get, you know, future boards aren't able to go through the grant process. And I don't know what kind of power these guys have to force you to do something like that.
Well, the power they have is, ultimately, they can tell you to dewater.
That's what I'm thinking.
That's ultimate power they have.
Well, then their pay should go down, then.
We could say to them that, you know, it's 2009, we're going to budget accordingly for an inundation study.
And that's...
$1,000 in the budget.
That's something without a doubt. But I don't want to do that without this board's consent. Right. I don't want to enter into anything. I'm going to try to not do any of this.
Right.
Well, I know that.
What do you mean?
Taxpayers can't be allowed. It's not us.
It's all paid for.
It's all paid for. That's what I'm saying.
But Bill has a good point. We can't just give up the grant process. We're going to need grants in the future.
I don't see that personally. Never seen a grant that worked. Well, we never got one yet.
Yeah, that's my point. We hired a grant writer, remember?
I have two letters here. We have spent way too much money on grants that never come to fruition.
Yeah, but let's take it to the other side. What power do they have to have us do water?
And then let's look at that as an option, okay? Do you think that if we would present them the facts that we were willing to, you know, do the steps that to prove that it didn't need to be done. If you want to dewater it, I think that would be a very political issue. I think, you know,
well, dewatering would be a very political issue.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm just saying that that's the card they hold. Believe me, that's the card they hold.
At some point in time, you know, let's make a play.
Well, the other thing you do is you can play ball with them and just say,
you know what I mean? I mean, that's my...
How do we get around it?
That's kind of where I left it with them the other day. I said, I don't know where you want us to get this money from, but we don't have the money. And Alon really didn't have a statement. I mean, he's like, well, get the application updated so we can get moving on the contracts.
Well, it would help if we get the first grant money. I mean, it would...
Changing what we got to do. That's the problem we're having.
I just wonder if we were to say to them that, you know, the plan is for us to do the budget for the inundation study in 2009.
Get the money and don't do it.
And
what are they going to do? They'll probably forget about it. Or you'll have a new engineer.
You know, and then just say, you know, we plan on doing this. And here's our plan. In 2009, we're going to do the inundation study. We'll keep you abreast and send you a copy of it.
And I think
do they expect us to hard face this that side before they give us the money on the first two grants?
That's a problem. I keep getting more busy.
Technique, the original place. sent your letters. Thank you, that's good.
Could they take it down toward our stuff?
Keep subscribing. Sure, once we get it, it goes in our treasury, you can use it for anything.
Yeah.
But we're not gonna get anything until we give them all this.
Until we give them all right.
I'm just thinking, if we give them a plan.
So you say in 2009.
Now, this is the letter, this is the letter I got from, who's this from? This was from Brayman, when I was talking to Brayman. Okay. No one didn't, this is the original emergency action plan before we updated. No inundation maps have been provided, page 13. Until dam break inundation analysis can be developed, the FEMA flood insurance rate map for the town of Canada should be referenced, included to assist emergency responders in planning evacuation downstream residents. If the development of inundation maps depicting dam break scenarios is not considered necessary or appropriate for this dam, then sufficient justification must be provided. So we gave them those maps. Now they're telling us that ain't good enough. I mean, that's what I say. They keep changing.
I'm just wondering, are they saying that we have to have a contract in place for that hard facing before they'll release the original grants?
No, we got to put a plan together.
Just as long as we put a plan, that's what I'm saying, let's put a plan together in 2009, mm-hmm. and we just basically say to them that, you know, our engineers are, the estimate is $1.2 million to do this job, we need a grant in order to fund it. Because that definitely would be a 2010 project. Just any grant they give us, if it's $1.2 million or $1.5 million, we got to pay a quarter of that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know.
They're not going to pay any more than 75%. So all that, you got two budget years that you can't.
Well,
do you want a motion, Bill, to that effect?
Well, does the board want me to go 2 acres and try and get an estimate? I can't even estimate this. I don't know what this would. I have no idea.
No, but that's still 2009, right? We're not going to do it this year. We're going to do it in 2009. We're going to tell these guys.
Tell these guys you're going to be planning and budgeting it to do whatever studies you have to do in 2009, and then moving forward as you get grant money.
If grant money is available, we would do the project in 2010.
Okay. I mean, that.
If that releases the money, it's just once a
in the worst case, they come back, they'll never come back to the money because they won't even know they spent it.
Right.
That's fine. I mean, that's all I'm looking for is some direction here.
But I just don't think you can say to those guys, go whistle.
You're going
to
tell them, Tom.
Just put the words on paper.
I feel for sure.
I know. They're jumping around.
I agree with
Jay.
And if they come back to us and say, we need something more concrete, well, I don't know what to tell them.
I'm still going to pursue the pool, though.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
Yeah, I don't think we can wait on, you know, but hopefully words will satisfy them, but in case it doesn't, maybe some
comments. Yeah, follow up with the three letters and say we've already gotten approval, we just haven't got the money. Yeah. And the DC keeps coming and jerking us around. Mm-hmm. I mean,
right?
That at least just shows that you're not telling stories.
Yeah.
Well, I got to do that.
All right.
We're just going to write a little paragraph.
Excuse me. Is it impolite or rude to ask to be excused?
Oh, no. Go ahead. No. You're welcome to leave anytime.
Thank you. We missed farewell. I don't like that.
Thank you for coming.
You missed them?
Yes.
Okay. It's down further. Oh, it's down further.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yes, so let's just, we'll just keep going through
this.
All right. Yeah.
That's why I want to be
here. I think we're on to new business right now. Are we all set then?
Yeah.
On old business. New business. Rick, the computer.
I need to buy a computer.
When was this one bought, Rick? Do you remember? It's prior to laundry, I think.
That computer,
I think it was maybe 4 years. I mean, it's down more than that.
Yeah, it's been a pain in the rear.
We spend how much money on repairs every month?
My suggestion is, has anybody looked at it that really knows what's going on?
Not to the best of my knowledge.
I gave her a name of the guy that you're going to...
One is 2005, March of 2005.
That's when it was bought?
That's
not very old.
Good God. Let's have this guy look at it. This guy will not do something that can't fix it, or I know he won't. Have him look at it, and if it can't be fixed, then we got to get a new one. She can't do without it.
Right. My question is this gentleman going to be able to do this in a timely fashion?
Yes.
Okay.
He has crossed.
Yeah, that's fine.
Motion. I put it in the form of a motion. Yeah.
Okay, we have a second?
Oh, wait a minute. You jumped over. I had a... Oh, go ahead. Get this on. Okay. I have one more thing on the hand.
What do you need? Just a new PC? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's not big money.
$1,000 is a brand new one. I'm built with it.
Well, what she needs is $500.
Yeah, probably.
Let's take a look at...
Seriously, the cost is not...
I realize that.
Well, I'll tell it for a V-State. You'll need a whole new application. You're going to get a grant, won't work. You're going to excel, won't work. You're going to have to buy all that shit, too.
Maybe we ought to have a verbal... he ought to give us a quote of how much it's going to
cost. I already know the guy. Okay.
Well, you discounted SP version, at least your software will still work, because Vista will not run
well, especially if it will save us $500.
If you can get one for $500.
There's only $500.
I don't know why I need $500.
I know. Wow.
But I can't.
Okay, so we've got a motion on the floor to have this fellow from Franklinville look at it. Is there a second?
Sorry.
All favor? Bill,
just back quick to the, because I got the bill for section of the dam that they repointed.
$20,675.
Did you talk to them
about this?
No, I didn't.
Because you didn't get back.
You didn't remember
I said
it was time
for
the
order?
Right.
They're done with the work?
Oh, yeah, they bet on it. I've had this, but I didn't want to. Yeah.
So there's an issue.
There's an issue. But hold on. Okay, hold on. Okay.
What's the issue?
Well, Rick said they didn't go as deep this time as they did the last time.
What is it?
Water. But I don't know if that was because the brick was solid. No. Because
by that picture that I got there, you sent up here, it looked like they went down quite a ways. They went down farther last time.
Correct. Yeah. But if he gets in the solid brick, I mean, if it's solid, yeah,
right.
He doesn't mess with it. And I haven't had a chance to talk.
Might make a problem.
Right, and that's, you know what I mean, and that's fine. If that's...
Well, okay, great. I understand where you're coming from.
So you just want to check with him?
Yeah, I just want to check. I mean, make sure it was solid.
If Bill was satisfied, I would say we paid the bill.
All right. Is that a motion? Okay. Is there a second?
Bill or Rick?
Second.
All in
favor?
Aye.
Sorry
to interrupt. Okay, that's fine. That's fine. He wants to debate the same.
Yeah, well, I'll sit on that.
Before we get to Rick's impressions that he wanted, Dave, should we just quickly, for Mr. Farwell, just so that this gentleman, if he wants to leave, he can leave. I mean,
sure.
It gets to be a long night.
He's going to have a good time.
Unless he finds us very stable.
Okay, the only thing that we wanted for that was we wanted it staked out, and Rich Malter and Bill, with Cliff and myself, we went down and we checked it out. Everything was staked out. And actually, it looks like the front deck is going to actually be a little bit shorter.
It's going to be shorter. But I want to make sure that I made the application properly, because Mr. Farwell is actually looking to expand it, but going vertically. He wants to make it a two-story and renovate the existing thing and put the porches out. And when I talked to Mr. Beeman,
he said that for the thing where there was that minor encroachment on 1450, that required this board, but just to do the expansion renovation was just a permit through him.
Right.
So, yes, I'm before this board looking for approval on the porches, but I want you also to know that we are going to renovate it, and that the drawings that I submitted to Rhonda reflect what the new look is and the materials. And I did send her the email, the different finishes that we were going to put on the exterior.
Well, that really doesn't concern us. We're just basically concerned with the interior.
And it's going to be a porch. It's not going to be a
porch.
Correct. The side, it's going to be a side porch. Porch with a roof over. We have a wraparound porch that's on the front facade facing the lake, and then it comes down along the one face, and then there's a little room that's where the like a dining porch.
Okay. And it's going to be
roofed. Correct.
It's two stories, though, right?
Not that part. Just the residence.
The building itself.
The existing footprint of the house is where we're going to expand up to two story, and then we're just putting a wraparound porch.
Okay. I'd like to make a motion that we pass this.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you, sir. Okay, let's go back up to...
Just as a side note here, I'm going to mention this whole thing with DEC to Mr. Farwell and see if he has any input, because he's a big shaker in Washington. I don't know if he's willing to get involved or not, but I'll bring it to his attention. I can't guarantee anything, but he was with the Secret Service, and now he's the director, assistant director in charge of TSA, and he's driven the president around, so...
Before he built his new house, he wanted to make sure there's a lake.
Yeah.
that's what I want to
share with him, is that, you know, there's some issues brewing here that will have long-range effect on him, and that he might want to look into it, and he might have some contact with DEC.
Oh, great.
But
Thank you.
I don't want to, like, talk out of a servicer, right. But I will share that with him so that he knows.
Actually, DEC is a game safety. Game safety, these guys work for DEC is really...
While they're under DEC.
Well, they are under DEC.
Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you.
See you later.
Okay. So we have one more.
They're actually New York State Department of Oil. Department of Conservation, Division of Water, Bureau of Flood Protection and Dam Safety.
There you go. Whoever works there don't even know that title.
It's on your letterhead. That's the only reason I know.
Okay.
And then there was Farrell.
The Farrell we got. The Lully.
Yeah. Okay, that's the next one. It's on Woodside. That was in a circle. Bill and I went down there. The dock isn't in good shape. The only problem is it doesn't have to be corrected right away, but one of the piers, or maybe two of the piers, may have been lifting up a little bit. I grant them their license. I'd make a motion we give them their license, but just put in there, maybe write them a letter that maybe next year they should address the problem with the piers.
Okay. They want to do it this year, but they're waiting to see if their license is...
Oh, I see. Okay.
Oh, they did want to do it. No,
that's right. I'll start.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Let's go back up to Rick. We put all of your changes under new business. Okay. One of the additions, lake level.
We were down to 14.6.8. That rain we had last week, we came up 8 feet. We're back down to 14.13 with the change, 14.13.2 or something like that. Finally got our first skim of ice. You want to go back down to 6? What do you want to do?
I don't think we
leave it there. That's not very smart. That's it. Let's try to get thicker and then drop it. So go back down to 6 and hold it there until January 8th.
Who knows what we're doing? It's just a crapshoot.
God, it really is.
You're going to get water coming in this weekend. It's supposed to rain Saturday.
That's right.
Yeah.
Maybe it's time to maintain it around 6. Depends on whether you spring the bank streets up this winter or whether you don't.
Right. Rick, do you want a motion?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay, can I have a motion? We take it down 14-6?
So and hold it.
And hold it?
I'll second.
For a month? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Then we'll look at it again next month.
Right.
All right, trails.
Don't know whether the board's aware of it or not. And I just figured I'd bring it to the board's attention. There was a sheriff's sale 2 weeks ago that an individual bought the trails. They're not. After talking to Daniel Gainey, the county district attorney, if that individual pays the taxes prior to the tax sale, and he will own the trails. If he does not pay taxes prior to the tax sale and they go up for auction, then whoever wins the auction would then be the owner of the trails.
And he's paying
taxes. Correct. And I mean, there's, you know, we've got a marginal interest in this in that some of the trails go below 1450. So, just bringing you up to speed as far as their current status.
Our opinion here has always been we don't want to get involved with the trails.
Correct. But that doesn't mean that we shouldn't be aware of what they're
doing. Absolutely right. We don't have
to. No, we're not going to do anything.
We can't buy it.
Right. We're not going to do anything about it.
You just want us to be aware of that.
Correct.
Okay.
Right, but it means it, well, depends on which way it goes.
Anyway. Right. Well, we're going to be forgetting about it.
No, but I'm sure our input would be, depending on which.
We're asking.
Right. We should be aware of it.
Right.
Anything else on the trails? Okay, letter to the towns regarding the legislation.
Yes. We talked about this briefly at the last meeting, but as you weren't here, Bill, we decided to kind of hold off on it. Uh-huh. Bill came up with the suggestion that, and I have gotten to Phil Dreamer, maybe both of us put, we send a letter to the towns, okay, saying, you know, we spent X amount of dollars on this legislation. You don't like it. You guys form a proposal and send it back to us. And then we'll review it before we even send it to the attorneys. Why spend any more money on this thing? Okay? They're the ones that have the issue with us, not us. So let them come up with a solution that doesn't cost us any money. And then let them bring it to us and then let's review it from there. And if we think it's a reasonable solution, then we'll let Charlie look at it. But in the meantime, why spend any more money on this thing?
I don't know.
And I don't, I'll be honest with you, Rick, I don't think they'll even answer us.
And that's fine.
I know we
will. And if they choose not to cooperate with us, it just falls under their usual pattern. And that's fine.
My only concern is when we had the public hearing, we heard from an awful lot of Lake residents. A lot of elderly people whose properties are in trust, and I really think, I mean, setting aside the other part of the legislation, this whole thing on voting and all of that, I really would like to see that pursued.
Well, that wasn't part of the legislation, Tommy. We never changed that.
Well, a lot of people would like to see it changed, though.
And that's fine. So, if the towns are willing to respond to us, obviously we can't change any legislation.
Well, the towns do.
Correct.
Okay, well maybe, but the towns won't get involved, and I think, at least on this voting situation, I think it's up to us to take the lead. We started it.
Yeah.
We opened up Pandora's box.
No, we did not.
We didn't open up Pandora's box. No, in there.
It's always
I understand that, but then we have the public hearing, and we have people come who wanted to be heard on this, and they brought up our lake people. Brought up this.
They will have to go through the town. You can't go through us because we've already been told they're not going to go on anything you say.
Period.
Well, I don't think that's true either.
Oh, I would be very good, I know.
Right, well, that's the motion that I have. I would like to know if I could have permission to approach Michael Dresick. I'm not sure the supervisor can be it. If I could call them and see if we can set up a meeting with maybe a couple of us to sit down with them. I think if I approached them head on head, sometimes when you go face to face, it's a lot better than sending a letter before our next meeting. See if we can get maybe have a couple commissioners sit down with them in the near future.
The last I knew, the towns were coming up with some proposals.
Okay, but maybe this may help push it. I mean,
what their proposal was, I have no idea.
Well, you're right. It might.
Was they addressing this voting thing or what?
Right, because there's a lot of issues that we have to go over. I think by working together, we're going to get what we're going to get more accomplished.
That's my point. We're not going to work with them. They don't want to work with us.
Well, I think we have to start. I think we tried. Okay, but
and we got slapped.
I don't think it'll hurt. I would like to try.
I'll sit down with you.
I would like to give it a shot because I know there are a lot of people who would like to vote. They've been here for years. Older people that I can't remember the names, but they were
going to
be and I don't see where they should take another voting line. But
we're not taking
no, no. I understand. They never had. I understand. So I understand. But if we can change it, but I would like to get the towns to vote.
It's not like to see it settle one way or the other. We could be, our ass could be hanging out the wind for letting them vote.
Well, we went out. Yeah.
Well, and I'll just think about it.
Maybe in the future, now that
I have no objection. I have no objection.
You talked about the last time. We don't know what people's orientations are when they walk in here.
Well, that's what I'm wondering, is if we're supposed to know. That's what I wonder.
No, it's up to them. If the onus falls on them, they are the perpetrator, yeah.
Because, I mean, we could have a lawsuit from somebody that don't want them to vote.
Right.
As well as from somebody that wants to vote. It could go either way in our case. You know what I mean?
Well, okay. We've got two motions on the floor. Rick, you had the motion to write a letter.
Correct.
Is there a second to that?
All right.
Then Dave has a motion to meet with the town.
I would like to approach them to see if they would. I'll just go right to their office and I'll sit down. I mean, I'll talk to them.
Is there a second to that?
It's not going to hurt.
If they want to sit down, I don't have a problem.
All right.
I mean,
all in favor?
And what comes of that, maybe after that, then we follow it up. If nothing comes of that, I agree with Rick. We sent a letter, so at least it's in writing.
Right, okay.
And these people aren't going to work with you.
All right.
That's
okay. All right. I'll go with you.
I object.
Okay. You're saying nay. Okay, Rick, you, letter to Canadia regarding,
reimbursement
for the dam security.
That's all, we've already discussed that, Rick, I remember it, and it's all been settled, and that's the way we would accept what they paid.
Correct.
So I agree with that, I mean, I see where you're coming from.
That's fine, we're going to send them a letter saying, we accept whatever you sent us.
They already sent one. Canadia? Yeah. We never got a letter from Canadia. Rushford, Canadia never did. Well, then they should be sent a letter. Jacked
up. Well, you said to me that they didn't pay what they agreed to pay.
They paid.
Did they pay anything? Oh.
And that was voted on. I was there at the meeting for that.
I assumed that they sent it.
Yeah.
I misunderstood.
Well, me too. It's all saying a friendly letter, you know.
Right. I agree with you here. I was under the impression they sent it.
We still have that.
What they talked about first.
Right.
I don't know what they did 2 years ago.
Yeah. I mean, I don't care what, if they just want to send us a dollar, it's fine. Right? And that's fine too. But at least we put it in writing.
Yeah,
it is.
Okay. All right. Rhonda was there. Okay. Request for the sheriff to be at the next meeting.
Right.
For?
Twofold. We need to discuss with the sheriff what's going to go on with patrols this summer. I know there was an issue there. We need to know what we can expect from them in the upcoming summer. I figure we're better off doing it in January than wait until April or May. And also with regards to the enforcement of new policy. I want to see what his feeling is on the trespass.
Okay, did we get that all? Did you were going to tighten up that whole thing, our new policy and procedures? Did you do that?
No, I was happy with what it was. Somebody else was going to do it. I wasn't going to change it.
Motion by Dave, the policy change was approved. Bill Zabo noted he felt the last item for the policy change was rather harsh. Upon motion by Rick, it was agreed that the policy may be amended and fine-tuned at the December meeting. So I think we need to do that. The last, have you seen this, Bill?
No.
Oh, can I give that?
Sure. Everyone out of copy.
Yeah.
We're going to discuss it. Everybody here knows what we're talking about.
Right. Okay, everybody should have had it.
Came underneath, so I came to the east. Well, yeah, you know, I
yeah.
Heard right after
that. Yeah, but I made copies for them, yeah. I didn't see it.
Okay.
Once you read it, I can kind of speak for, I've been going to the town meetings and I can tell you, this was brought up with Micah Brasek and Gary Clinton, and I can report on those. They are willing, if we send out letters saying you don't need this, and this, if you then go on to your doc, you will be considered a trespasser and you can be arrested by the town police. And I think Gary, am I correct for Gary, had no problem with that.
Right.
But that Gary and Mike together told me this is what they'd be willing to do. So,
But we need to make sure all of our I's are dotted and T's are crossed and we send an appropriate letter. And these letters, I think, don't got to be return receipt requested, because it's almost like you got to hit the paper trail and make sure they got the, it's almost like a legal.
Is the wording of this number 6?
Well, you know.
Right, Bill? It's not even, I mean, there must be a typographical error there or something. It's not the applicant, is it?
What you want, should the applicant not get the proper permits?
Well, no, so, and it should be, the applicant's got to apply for the proper permits.
Apply for the proper permits in a timely fashion. But this trespassing thing, I have a problem.
See, I think the trespassing issue, the main reason that we can even discuss it with the committee, is that if there's a dock out there that needs repair, it's a safety hazard.
And a safety hazard to whom? The dock owner, you mean?
To the dock owner or anyone that would go on that dock.
Okay, bear with me one second. If we go back and we look at the Weiser break wall, that's fallen in, okay?
Yeah, we've been dealing with that here.
That's my point exactly, Jim. At what point in time do you stop dealing with it forever?
That's a good point. I can't answer.
That's...
I'm not...
Right, but I mean...
I'm a professional person.
I am.
I know you are.
And I mean, just to the point now where we have, and I mean, I can... Do you understand? I mean, I can name on a dozen different things around the lake.
No, I'm bringing up names.
Right. I can bring up a dozen different issues around the plate, okay, where they have just strictly thumbed their nose at us. They have absolutely, positively refused.
But and it just seems kind of harsh words.
It has to be harsh. I
get you right.
I'm absolutely, it has to be harsh.
But that, the wording has got to be made a little different there, so it's not...
That's right. I mean, it was written with the idea of being harsh.
I mean, this only applied by 1% of the people on the lake, and then, actually, because the majority of the people do come up with docks. But there have been docks that have been started, which we, you know, I don't want to mention, there was a dock that was started a few years ago, and it's half done, half not completed.
The best of my knowledge, 3 certified letters inside.
Oh, you're right. Something's
got to
be.
I'd say
once in a while. Well, I mean, that's been the problem right along. If you don't want to do it,
we got no, like Tom said, we have no enforcement power. So we have to work with
legislation as well.
We've got enforcement power.
We do. We have been, the town of Rushford has given me a commitment that they will follow through.
Well, what about the town of Canadia?
That they haven't been approached there.
No.
Well, my question is, okay, why do we need the towns? We have, in 78, okay, the ability to enforce trespass.
But they do not recognize it.
Who doesn't?
The towns, they need that perfectly clear.
And that's fine, we don't, that's why I want the sheriff here.
The sheriff isn't going to do it without the towns approval.
Do you know that for sure?
Yes.
Is it worth asking?
Yeah.
Everybody wants to ask everybody else everything. I can't ask the sheriff a question?
You can ask him.
Thank you.
I can see where you're
going. Well, I agree, because...
But then you got...
Rusher can't go into Canadia, so if you're going to have it on one part of the lake...
You got to have it on
you got to have both parts of the lake.
And that, right there. We need to get some kind of commitment from...
So...
Oh, my God. In our opinion, though, as we're discussing this in our meeting, all you have to do is do one dot, and the word is going to spread. People are going to drive around the lake, they're going to, what is this? And then people will know what can happen to their dock if they don't keep up their dock. That's all. We're just, safety, my main thing is safety, and appearance too. I mean, it's the value of your property and your neighbor's property.
Yeah, but
I think that all makes
sense. To me, I mean, I'm a country boy, and that's sort of big city.
That's what we have now. We don't. This isn't what it was 5 years ago, James.
I know that. It's really bad.
Right. And unless we change with the times, Okay, we could spend another $150,000 on a
water. I agree with Gino, that should be reworded.
That's fine.
I'm
just wondering if we should have another paper that describes, that describes a situation where the board has said that a dock is in disrepair and it has to be fixed or a breakwall. My objection when I'm looking at this is, I'm gonna put in a new dock. Uh-huh. Okay, it's not a situation where the board has come around and has written several letters and told you you're in disrepair. I just wonder if we should have something separate for that and how we proceed with that type of person.
Well, maybe I didn't spell it out, okay? We do the 90-day thing, okay? At the end of 90 days, that person is in violation of what we told them to do. We bring it, then that comes in front of the board, okay? And we take a look at it. Now, does this warrant trespass? Okay? Or does this warrant another follow-up letter? But we have to, what's happened is, we send the letters, and that's it. We send the second letter. No, oh, well.
I just hope some discretion with you, Mr. There's some personal issues that might be financial or...
Absolutely. If somebody says...
I just hope this is going to be, the hope is going to be looked at that way.
If somebody says, this, just like Bill said with our project, okay? We didn't really budget this till 2010. If they come to us and say, I can't afford a break wall until 3 or 4 years out, I need to budget for it. I personally would be very good with that. What I'm not very good with is not answering me at all.
Well, okay, I agree with you there.
I mean, this would be a poor decision to enforce the trespass.
There are some times just as... financially,
absolutely, I agree wholeheartedly.
All right, Rick, how is the board going to enforce the trust? It should be law enforcement. Now, you said the sheriff.
Uh-huh.
Right now, the sheriff's department does not have any extra manpower. I mean, we can get the sheriff here. I've already talked to the sheriff. He called me and wondered if we were still interested in having enforcement on the lake. And I said, yes, as far as I knew, we were still interested in having enforcement on the lake. But we don't have a road patrol. They do not make arrests.
Well, that's not what the two sheriffs that were in my house last year told me.
Well, that was a different sheriff, though.
Aha. And that's fine. Then we get them here and then we ask them, what are we paying you taxes for?
We do have an enforcement going through the right channel with Gary here.
On half the lake.
On half the lake.
Well,
that covers the major part.
Gary, what about paying you taxes?
The sheriff and the undersheriff talking to me about deputizing me so I can have full coverage of the lake.
Well,
I've been on the phone with them all.
Fine. When the sheriff talked to me that, I believe.
To me, that's the way it should be.
I don't argue that.
Gary has complete.
Well, I'd rather have a Gary than you got a better feel for the lake.
He holds the lake.
I agree.
I would agree with that 100%.
You don't scare me, Rick, and your threats don't bother me. So grow up.
Anything else?
No, I think grow up covers it.
Thank you.
Let's get back to this. There's no way to be here with them anymore.
I'll go along with this as long as that wording on that is so that this simple mind can understand.
Well, how would you like to see it changed, Jim? Give us some, for instance, here.
Well, Bill had a suggestion over there. I don't know if anybody heard him.
No.
Well, it should read, something to the effect that if the applicant, it's a responsibility of the applicant to file for the proper permits in a timely fashion, and then, the board has to approve those permits. I mean, what that says, should the applicant not receive the proper permits in a timely fashion, well, if he never even applies for them, mm-hmm. You got to have something about it. It's his responsibility to apply for them.
Right. So we should break them a letter ahead of time because a lot of people out there don't know they're in violation. So if we give them a letter ahead of time and then give them 90 days at least to respond,
Now, this is that one included in the packet they get here.
So that points to number two.
The landowner takes over by the lot.
But the problem is, a lot of people, the dock's in good shape. They don't do anything to the dock for 10 years.
It ought to be decided that they've got to apply for a permit for the dock, whether it's a brand new or 100 years old.
Except if they don't come into the office, are they even going to
know? Well, we should be working with the real estate agents.
I will agree with that.
Well, we tried.
We talked all about that, too.
What's your opinion on this?
We talked about, meeting with the real estate agent. The first thing they're going to say is, I'm not going to bring this up because I may lose the sale because you don't throw anything more in front of anybody, unless you could get something from the tax rolls where the tax name takes over that they send you a notice that it's been changed. I mean, that's about the only way, and then you send them a welcome to the lake.
Does anybody know what they do in Cuba Lake?
No,
I don't want to bring Cuba Lake into this,
but yeah, good point. I don't know.
Well, I think Cuba's different because you're owning right down at the lake.
They don't have dock licenses.
They don't have dock licenses.
They don't have dock
licenses. They do have a commission, though. Yeah. Okay.
There is no dock license.
Right.
Can we put it here, after all channels have been exhausted to solve the problem?
I mean, just some wording. That could be worded.
I read that, it just pisses me off right there.
Well, I agree with Rick. You got to
do something. I mean,
just sending 20 letters and nothing gets done. Right. And then you got the people next door that are caught in the middle of it, and they're getting PO'd at the board. It's like, we're not doing anything. So,
Gary, do you know, are they going to go through with deputizing you on the other side, or do you?
I talked to the undersheriff, he mentioned it to me. My last phone conversation, the last part of November, and he's supposed to be getting back to me this month.
So it sounds sort of positive.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, if we could certainly...
You can table this for another month, so Gary here.
Yeah. And Gary, I will...
And think about the wording on this.
Because Bill...
One more month.
Tompkins also told you the same thing.
If we have a meeting with the sheriff, Gary, it's all right to approach them. What you just told us to share.
Well, the undersheriff's telling me this.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I mean,
sure.
Basically, I mean, we're not going to get anybody in trouble if we can come.
Okay.
I just got a question for Gary. If they do this with you, does that mean that you would have, like, can patrol the dam, like if kids are jumping or are on it? Does that mean that you can also do that, not just trespassing on?
Well, that is trespassing.
Well, right. Well, I mean,
not just
with
the dock.
I know, right? I had them complaints last year from some people, but it was out of my jurisdiction at that time.
Right.
This way I would be deputized. Actually, technically, that goes to the whole county.
Well,
it's under my understanding, a mutual agreement between me and them.
I'm just more worried doing it on a balcony, not doing it on the other. And the people are going to say, well, what the hell's going on?
Won't
be just Lauren Eastman.
All right, well then, should we table this again?
I would suggest, so we can figure out a wording there. Right. I don't like it.
And meantime, we'll try to either get the sheriff or the undersheriff or...
We've got to get started with the sheriff. And there's going to be another party involved in the trespassing thing. And that is the DA.
We need to get him involved.
No, he's going to get involved.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he's almost got to know about it because he's the one that prosecutes.
Right.
Case. Right.
The people.
Right.
I hope that does happen. You only got to have one or two instances.
That's right.
Right.
Right. Okay. I agree with Dave said. Word gets out.
Well, then I'm wondering, should we try to get the DA or
No.
I would get this straight. Get everything straight. Get the ducks in a row before you.
Okay.
Let's not get
It would be nice if Tompkins itself could come. Or the guy, maybe Gatchus.
Gatchus, yeah.
Gatchus is good. Maybe one or the other, I'd rather than my deputy.
So you're going to review this again at the end of our meeting?
Right.
Should we have the motion to table this until January?
I'll make a motion. Second.
All favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Opposed.
Okay.
So we got it, just so.
Okay, we've already done requests under finance. Just do some of them. We haven't spent any money tonight.
I don't know. I spent all the time, so just some stuff that I did. I have some more legal bills here. We made it around $3,000. That's in addition to the ones that I get paid, which you see on that sheet. The bulk of it is for the legislation. That contract is after, that's 15 subchurches. So,
Well, yeah, I mean, if you want to give me a motion on this legal bill, I mean, we'll put it together and send them a check. So moved.
I'll make a motion. I'll second you.
All favor?
Aye.
All right. We'll wait till the bills go. And we've got open forum, I guess. I don't think there's anything else that's put on here for it. Oh, yes. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. How we have our document.
Yes.
I know Bill takes on a lot of responsibility by doing a lot of the work by himself with the DM. You know, as far as all the paperwork and communication with people, I thought it would be a good idea to get a little help. Do you think it would, Bill?
Yep. Yep. I mean, I don't give you a name for that. The only problem is some of this stuff is the same old thing. If you hear from too many people, you...
No, I understand, right? I mean, if you could limit it to like 3 or 4 people, you have a committee.
He's me, one person talking to them.
No, I understand. I mean, they could communicate. Right. They could have a spokesperson to communicate, or they someone could, you know, they could designate a letter. You know, I mean, they could all put thoughts together, put a letter together. I just thought it would be a good idea because our group is looking out real well.
Yes, it is.
And I believe it takes a big load off of one person. Yeah. I mean, and I'll tell you right now, I've learned so much. I've learned a lot from Rick, I've learned from the other fellows, and everyone's learning from each other. And more eyes and more brains to put more together.
It seems like everything's going
right along. And I think by getting other people involved,
Dave, what about the surveys? How are you coming on those?
Ron is working with the surveys, and what I would like to do maybe in the next month, if we could pick like a week, I could come up here for a week if you wanted me to help you go through files. Because I know you're busy doing other things, you could just show me where the files are. I can go through both the surveys and the ones that we're missing.
If you want to come in and we dedicate a few hours to that, we could go through it probably.
Yeah, then, you know, if we can make a date afternoon or after the holidays are over, I'll be more than happy to come and help. And I'll copy all the surveys and the ones we're missing. I have a letter, but I don't have it here, that we can send out to the owners of the property. And it's a very short, brief letter. Just about updating our files. And we know we're missing the survey. Just send them a return address out the wall. Hopefully, we can get this back.
One thing I did want to address and talk about that. Must be on the other paper. But at one time, It was written on here, or instead of a survey, hand drawn sketch. If you really want a survey, we probably should change that.
Good point.
Sure. I think it's in the policy. And I know it's written somewhere. So is that something that maybe we should modify in the policy? So you want surveys only, right?
Surveys only, yeah, rather than hand.
Everybody's
a transfer of from father to son or something like that, but usually there's a survey someplace.
I agree. I mean, it made our job a lot easier this past week, right, Rick?
Yeah.
It did. I mean, you have 3 surveys and the one in the middle, you know where you're at. Rich and Bill can testify to that.
And we can get a survey from a county for like $1.50. Anyone, you know, if we do need one.
Right. I mean, I've been really cheap when I saw the moon, we'll find out. And
we could have a copy, Ronnie could have a copy, and we could have our own copy, and when we do go out, we don't have to keep going around for copies.
It's all right,
we'll have a copy, we'll have our own.
Just a copy, the surgery's in the file.
Well, we have this. Next month.
Captain Meyer, the file.
I wasn't trying to do that, it's a part of it.
The only thing we need Bill to deal exclusively with all these people on the grant, because otherwise, I just feel the waters are totally going to be muddy. So I really would, well, I thought you could just take care of that part of it. And Bill Zabel, who's working on the financial part, because otherwise, I don't mind helping out, trying to get some political assistance here, but, you know, to talk. No, I don't think, unless you're next to me, you know, we just don't have the expertise that was, or the financial expertise that there was. So, but yeah. But you were thinking in terms of, well, doing,
well, helping Bill. There's a lot, and now, another thing is, I don't know how long Bill's going to be on the board. And I don't know if I'm making a correct statement or...
Oh, you're making a correct statement.
Okay, and we are going to need help. I mean, I'm not knowledgeable enough, and I know Rick's knowledgeable. Bill is our expert on this. And I believe if we can get help with other people in that field that have expertise in this area, I think it's going to be very helpful to all of us.
I don't think we even need a motion. I just think Bill is in charge of the damn committee, and you're helping him. And whoever else you want to bring in.
That's fine. Do we have to make a vote? I don't
think so.
I just would like to make, because I don't know how long this is going to be.
I don't want to.
Whoever wants to be part of your group, I just, again, yeah, you know. I would limit it because, as Laura right. said, you know, you don't want...
I would like to get people that aren't good in that field.
I think so, too.
I've asked four engineers that I know on the lake.
And they don't want nothing.
And they want nothing to do.
Is there a fellow from Acres on the lake also?
Yeah, El Moore.
Yeah.
That's why he's here.
And
you're away from all that.
Actually, I mean, Al, even with all the bills we get, he puts a lot of extra time in that, believe me, we'd be getting charged for. So, I mean.
Especially on the startup.
Yeah, I mean, it's good and it's bad. And I don't know what.
He's done stuff like come up and when those guys were here for that.
The weird guy.
Generate power, man.
Yeah.
That's a weird guy.
Al came out.
I forgot about that deal.
Yeah, that was interesting.
Sometimes what you run into, Dave, is that people get tired of going to meetings.
Yeah.
And if you form committees, it's just more meetings you got to go to. At least for commissioners, I think it gets a little old. You know, you go to your regular board meetings, and then you've got committee meetings on top of that. You know, and it's a lot.
See, I've been on Stromecki for like 5 years. I mean, he's a mechanical engineer, and he comes down to drink beer, and that's all he's going to do down on this lake.
Drinks beer well.
Yes, he does.
All right.
Believe me. Helped this
walk. Well, that's right there. Exactly. It's helped Rick and myself. Oh, I mean, it really is. And these the fellows that are on our committee are very intelligent fellows. I don't want to be proud.
Very to work.
Open forum. All the snowbirds are leaving.
I have two questions. You were there last Monday when somebody asked if you have a piece of lakefront property can you put a break wall up without having a septic or a building on the property?
A break wall.
You know, if you're having some erosion problems or whatever, do you need improvements on the property for a break wall?
I don't think that's even addressed.
It's addressed in a policy. I think everything in a policy refers to a dock.
So then the answer would be no. You can apply for it and.
You can apply for it.
By policy, the dock or improvements.
I think, yeah, it's something of that dock or improvements. I don't know that. Break wall itself is listed in the policy.
Right, but the improvements would cover it.
I would think the improvements would cover it.
Yeah.
Still that good meet and see.
Yeah.
Well, so it's a dock or improvements, so he would need that then to put a break wall in? He would need a break wall would be an improvement to the property, right?
Yeah.
So therefore he would need a septic and a building to put a break wall. Is that what you're telling me?
I would think that as a board, we could determine that it was in the best interest of the lake to waive that requirement.
Right.
But they
should come and apply.
They need to apply.
Right.
Because the policy says dock or approval.
Yeah, right.
He knew that he had to apply. He was just concerned about should he even bother applying if he doesn't have.
I wouldn't have a problem.
Well, that's no, there's no dock involved. All this is a break wall.
Yeah.
Right. Well, we'd have to apply, and then we'd have to send it on to DEC, even if we did approve it.
Yeah, well, DEC's not really concerned that they own property. I mean, we approve it. It's really in our realm. Mm-hmm. Oh, I mean, if then what he wants to put in is got to pass DEC's approval. But.
Right.
Could you pass that on to him then? I won't be around.
Who was it?
Don Bliss. He was on the town board.
Oh, yeah.
And one other question. Would it behoove us maybe to have like Uncle Tom's Cabin or somebody collect the garbage on Balcom Beach for the summer months? I mean, they're really pretty expensive. And that, you know, put a couple of cans out there or something, and they could come and maybe have keep our outhouses clean. Worm containers or garbage off of their boats or.
We discussed this.
I'm sorry.
This is a kick back and forth a few times. Our concern is if we put containers out there, they're going to get filled up so quick. I mean, when Jim Pomeroy was on the board, he complained because he says everybody brings their garbage there to dump it, and then it's even worse.
They do it at the beach, you're right.
You know? So. It's like,
I mean,
it might
be even better just to have a big sign, carry and carry
out. Well, that's kind of what our policy's been, carry in, carry out, because we're afraid they're going to put cans there.
Don't trash in the
outhouse.
Yeah, that's understandable.
Yeah.
Don't shit up the shit.
I'm done.
Have a good trip.
Thank you.
Did we ever hire Mr. Zimmerman?
No.
No.
Okay.
What was this about?
That answers that question.
2 months in a row.
Well, there was a discussion of whether or not we needed extra help on the dam.
Okay.
And we decided we didn't need extra help. Mr. Zimmerman. Anyone? Gary? Good trip here. You're not leaving until you leave.
Sometime, Jim. I was wondering if we could go into executive session with the two different issues.
Okay. Got an angle.
Okay. For Bob Weed and...
Just litigation.
Oh, litigation. Okay. And it was something about conduct or something. It was one.
Of an employee.
Yeah, it's just wanted to discuss.
Okay. Right. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay. All in favor? Okay. Now we need to go out of regular and into executive. Does anybody want a break first?
Okay. Can I have a special?